Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Klal Samachala from continuing Simon Bays. We want to point out that the Mishnah Berurah Psak in regards to Esrog is if a person picks up the Esrog during Sukkot for the purpose of smelling it, that itself makes it different. Now, right now, its function is not mitzvah, its function is smell, and a person can make a bracha on it. However, he does recommend that a person should avoid doing that because it's a machlokes. Because the Chayyadim continues and says, V'davka sheniskaven lahariach po. This that you make a bracha on food items which have a nice smell, that's only if you're smelling it intentionally. If a person is not intentionally trying to smell it. As he's eating it, he notices the nice smell, but he's not intentionally trying to benefit from the smell. So that is a rech which one is not required to make a bracha on. Vim oichel v'gam ken mariach. Let's say a person is eating it. He has intent for two purposes. He wants to eat it and he enjoys the smell. So he's intending purposely for the smell as well, while he's also intending for the food purposes. So what's the luck in that case? And so the... So there's a question over here. What is the correct order? You would make two brachas, and what is the correct order? So we know if a person is taking two items, two distinct items, one he wishes to smell and one he wishes to eat, so Birchas Achila has Cheshivas and it goes first. Because it's a greater type of a hanor. So if a person is trying to smell an apple and eat some hawadama foods, so the apples are eights, but you're not making eights, you're making a shirin nasan reach type of peris. You're eating the hadama foods, so you make a bracha, a prayer pi hadama, and you eat the hadama foods, and then you make the bracha a shirin nasan reach type of peris, and you smell the apple. Over here, it's the same item. So the Chayyadim says the rule still remains the same, that the Birchas Achila goes before the Birchas Hareach. That because of Megadim, the nearer the Mekomakam lo yechol miyad shlo yehefsek rachakach yivorech lahareach. So it says that you don't make two brachas and then eat. You don't say bracha that Brepio eats, and then you eat and you smell. You make a bracha of her eats and you eat. Then you make a bracha of Hashanos and Rechta Beperus and you smell. Interestingly enough, Mishnah Berurah disagrees with it, brings that Achronim disagree with this Pesach and say, even though that's a good Svara, they say that Achila goes before Reach, that's talking about two different items. But within the same item itself, the smell, and he's intending to get the smell comes to the person much more easily and quickly than the Maisa Achila. So as soon as he's smelling it with intent to smell, he has a chiyuv to make a bracha on the Reach. And then afterwards, he makes a bracha on the Achila. So the bracha that is brave, you would make the Asher Nosan Rech Tava Peres, as you're already smelling it, and then you make the bracha of a brei pi eitz and you eat the item. Okay. Now, the Prima Godim suggests that what you should do to avoid the machloikas is start off with intent to eat. And eat, make a bracha of an achila and eat. And then decide to smell. It means, of course, you want to smell beforehand, but you make it clear in your mind. The act of picking up this apple, the first round of picking it up, I'm focusing on just the achila part. So he makes a bracha on the achila. Then he eats a bite and he swallows it, and then he says, "Oh, let's smell the apple." So when he does that, when he decides to do that, so he makes a bracha on the reich. Now, it's not such a simple eitzah. And why is it not such a simple eitzah? Because if you start off with intent for achila, something which is primarily for achila purposes, you don't make a bracha on the reich. So you have to change its function that it should be for both. So maybe you can't change that function when you start out with focusing on the achila, it becomes a food item and you don't make a bracha on it when you smell it. So the Mishabura actually passes like that, that if the person is originally intends that his main purpose and function over here is that he wants to eat it, that a person then would decide to smell, he does not make a bracha. Maybe this case is different because really he wanted both, just he intended, he sort of shut that thought out of his mind. But that's not clear to me that that necessarily should be true. The Prima Gadim is not bound by the opinion of the Mishabura. Mishabura is actually following a gra on that regard. Prima Gadim does not have to agree with that, but we want to point out that this Eitz of the Prima Gadim might be questionable, and therefore the Pesach, we do follow the Pesach of the Mishabura that the bracha makes the person makes the bracha of the on the smell first, and then he smells it, and then he makes a bracha on the chila and he eats. Have a good day.